Hello?
Hi, Frank. This is James from Local Splash. I heard that you were requesting to speak with me.
Yes. We talked about my webpage a while back, and we were going to try to walk through the steps of trying to restore my stuff. And then you were requesting that I make you admin of one of my business listings. And I just started walking through it with the other girl, but then she got stuck, not this last one, the one before that. She got stuck and then said, we got to revert back to you probably.
I see that the other agent that you'd just spoken with, she's trying another way to get into that other account to see if we can have access to it.
Right.
But it looks like the one that we did send out the verification for was the Fallsburg. But I know that that was the one that you said that may not you may not get it in the mail because it's everybody in the town uses the P.O. boxes.
Yeah.
We did send that out to try once more here to see if you received that. But if not, we can, you know, go through other verification options. We could also do that right now if you want to. If you don't think it's going to be received, we can reach out now and see for other options. But I do see that April, the last agent you had spoken with, is still trying to get into the account using an old Relevant Yellow email. But I'm not quite sure if that would go through. I do know that the person you had spoken with prior to that said that the verification option is now available on the one that we walked you through to gain access to. But you said that you were having problems adding us as a manager to it. When you're on that business page, you'd want to click on those three dots to go to the business profile settings. And then it would be in the people and access. And that's where you would check to see your ownership. You should be owner on that. I believe you selected the ownership rather than the management only. That way we can be added to it.
What do I do? Walking through this again, I go to, what is it, Google?
business.google.com/location.
Business/what is it?
Business.google.com.
Business.google.com. Okay. And just go there.
.google.com and then the /locations with an F at the end.
This site can't be reached. Google's IP service cannot be channeled. There's another way to do this. I just want to start with Google. Was it Google Business?
It would be business.google.com.
Oh. Business.google?
Yep, .com.
No forward slash, this site can't be reached. How is that possible?
Let me text you the link. Should I text it to the 1797 or the... or which number should I text this link to?
My cell is 845-807-7394. That is what I'm on now.
7394. Okay, I'll send you the text message there, business.google.com/locations. So you'll just want to click on this link, and then it'll take you to a screen where you can see all the businesses under your profile.
I'm signing in under my email now. Hang on one second. I gotta enter my password. One second.
And this should be the Monticello location for the one that we requested access to.
I don't need to add my birthday. When do I need to add my birthday?
I'm not sure. Usually it doesn't ask that unless it's something that's tied to Google, but there's an option to skip stuff like that.
No, there's not an they're telling me.
And are you doing this on a computer or a phone?
The phone. All right, hang on 1 second. It says one verified, one duplicate, download not enabled of businesses. Select Preacher Man Plumbing and Heating. That is 44 Pleasant Street. Manage profile. And it says my business on Google. And it says you requested access to an existing profile, but the owner hasn't responded. To manage a new profile, you need to be verified.
And then I'm assuming there's like a get verified button there. For us to be added, there's usually a 3 dots to click on once you're on like that screen.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It says, hold on, I got to put cheaters on that because I can't see. It says, notifications, add a new business profile, your business profile, help and support, send feedback, terms of service. That's all it says.
So you don't see any 3 dots next to your business on Google?
The 3 dots next to my business on Google says share or close menu.
Share or close menu. Yeah, because it should show profile strength and then 3 little dots next to it.
That's not what I'm seeing here.
When you click on get verified, what is it showing on your screen? Because usually you could just add us before this, but I can walk you through verification, and that could potentially fix this as well.
No more ways to verify.
No more ways to verify.
You need to contact. If you need help, contact support.
I gotcha. So, yeah, in that case, we would need to be added then to it. That way we can reach out to Google and ask for more verification options. Yeah, and then the 3 little dots aren't giving you the option to even add us to do that. So if we created the contact form with them, we wouldn't, you know, get an option to ask for more options since we need to be added for to it first.
It doesn't show that I can. It says notifications, add a new business profile, my business profiles. I click on that. Let me see what it says. Preacher Man Plumbing and Heating, duplicate. Hang on. Just send me back in a circle. Linked accounts. I clicked on linked accounts. No linked accounts. So what the hell happened that it's all gone?
Yeah. Because we're trying to get into – so accounts that were from over 10 years ago basically were housed in their own email, whereas all the new accounts are under one email that everyone has access to. And we made a huge migration of moving all the accounts to our new one for the ones that were available. But in this case, it looks like this one was housed under that – a different email. So right now I see that the last agent you've spoken with is reaching out to a manager right now to see if we can get access to that email. That way we can, just add ourselves to with the new one. The last time we spoke, it would definitely be a lot faster for us to be added, and we noticed that it was a duplicate on your end, but it sounds like it's not giving you the option to add us. That could be because potentially, maybe you're only a manager only and not an owner. It should just be those 3 dots and then business profile settings and people and access. But if you're not seeing that, what we can do here going forward is we can try to see if we can get access to that email. The other agent's doing that right now. But if that doesn't work, then we can make a duplicate of the Preterman Plumbing and Heating, the one with the 16 reviews, and make it look exactly the same. And we'll get the new one verified, and then we'll have Google merge them together. That way we can keep the reviews and the prior ranking that the current one has. So I think that's most likely what will happen, since you're not able to add us to this existing one, it's not giving the option. Those are the outcomes that we can do. So hopefully we can just get access with that email. But if we're not able to get access with that email, then we will have to create a new one, get it verified, make it look the same, and then merge them together.
Right, because I was able to click on a help center, and when I clicked on help center, it says verification required for preachmanplumbing@gmail.com. Some of your edits may not be visible to customers until you're verified, and it says get verified again, and then it goes through how to manage your business profile directly on Google, update your business information, hours, website, learn how to edit my business, learn how to manage your photos and videos, learn more about reviews and how to manage them. The Google My Business mobile app is no longer available. However, you can manage your business profile on Google Maps app. Learn how to manage your profile. Google Merchant Help Center. I'm just telling you about the things that are listed in blue. Learn how to claim your business profile. Learn how to verify your business.
So yes, that's just the help forum for it. We could try another way here as well. If you go to the email that you used for this, like the actual the email itself, and if you search up your management request has been sent, let me know if you could find if you see that email. This could potentially bring us to it as well. We'll just try this. You know, to see if it works. But if not, then we'll go through those other methods. So yeah, it looks like it was the second. So this email may be on from the second or slightly after that. If you search in your inbox, your management request has been sent in your email. May be able to find that email and get to the profile from there. And it may give us an extra option. Yeah, if you just look up, your request has been sent, that should be the subject.
This is a copy of a security. It won't open it. Why don't I open it? Local/preprefood@register.com. Register.com renewal notice. It's not letting me open it.
Yeah, because it should say view request. It'll be like a blue button that says view request, and when you click on there, it should take you to the page for your business.
Yeah, it's not doing that. It doesn't even open. This one doesn't.
So it's just, it's not routing anywhere. Okay. Well, thank you for checking that. We just wanted to make sure, that way, see if we can get it done, a bit faster here. But I'll make notes of everything that we've gone over here. So I'll check with April, the last agent you had spoken with, to see if she was able to log in to that account. And then we'll go through the claim process.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
All right. This is from Google. This is a copy alert sent to Preachman Plumbing recovery email for this account. That's not it. Google, if this, your account was successfully recovered. Preacherman Plumbing, account recovered successfully. Welcome back to your account. If you suspect you were locked out of your account because of changes made by someone else, you should review and protect your account. Is that what you wanted me to do?
So it should say business profile, your ownership request has been sent.
No, it doesn't say that. Here?
Yeah, so that sounds like it's something different, like a security thing. So, yeah, that does sound a bit different. The subject would say, usually your business name, and then your request has been sent. So usually when filtering by your request has been sent, that's how we're usually able to find the email. Yep, your request has been sent. Your ownership request has been sent. Your request to manage this business profile has been sent. If the owner of this business profile hasn't responded to your request within 3 days, you may be able to verify to gain access. So that's what we had mentioned earlier. So it does seem like it's giving you the option for verification. It's just showing the no more ways to verify. But it's weird that it's not giving you the option to add us as a manager. Usually it should give us that when clicking those three dots.
Yeah, it's not showing that. Hang on 1 second. Went back in Google account recovery. I'm in Gmail now to see if anything's new. Brent Flight, finished security alert. Finished setting up my account once they want all this personal information. Finished setting up. Nothing. Your request has been sent. Your ownership request has been sent. I found it in Gmail.
Yes, that's the email. So you'll want to click on the view request button. It should be a blue one.
Okay. And it goes right back to the circle of Preacher Man Plumbing and Heating with the... Okay, hang on 1 second. Hang on. It says your business on Google, so if I click Get Verified, it says no more ways to verify. Hang on.
Yeah, so we don't want to go there since it doesn't give you any verification options. We want to get to the main screen where it shows like all the information. And then it'll have those three dots.
It just shows the same thing. Notifications, add a new business profile, your business profiles. I'll click on that. It says Preacher Man Plumbing and Heating. And you click on the three dots, linked accounts, notifications, help support, nothing. Click on Preacher Man Plumbing and Heating, takes me back in a circle to the display page.
Do you have a computer nearby?
I don't have any way to run a computer.
I gotcha. No worries then. So yeah, we've tried every way then to get through to this so that way we can be added. But it doesn't seem like it's giving you the option, even when we went through that, that email way. I'll check with April and see if she was able to get into that email. But if not, we'll make a duplicate, and then we'll go through verification to get that verified. That way we can just merge it together. This would have speeded things up a little bit, but if it's not working, then, we do have to try other options. But it does seem like you have some type of access though, since it does have that. It does show it, and it does say get verified. It's just we're not able to proceed further through your own access. So, yes, we'll go ahead and see what we can do here on our end to get this further. Definitely the easiest way is if we just have email access. That way we can just add ourselves right away without having to go through all the re-verification. But if that email doesn't work, then we'll make an exact replica of that one. We'll get it verified, and then we'll report the existing one to Google. That way it merges with the new one we create.
But I have the two listings that got to be fixed.
Yeah, so we have the one that's the 13 Hillside, which this one I just resent out that PIN verification code for.
Okay.
So we'll give that one more try to see if you get it in the mail. If not, then we'll ask Google for more options for this location. For the other location, the Monticello one, we'll check and see if we have access to that, in that email. But if that doesn't work, then we'll make that duplicate, copy. That way we can regain access to that one, the Monticello.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah,
there's nothing I can do right now when you guys are working on it. That's basically what you're telling me. Right?
So
pretty much,
Yeah, I mean, we tried going through the email way, and it didn't give you the option. You went to it directly, and it didn't give you the option. So it seems that, you know, Google has restricted it. It could be either, you know, manager only access, and that's why it's not. But I mean, it's always allowed that option to go to business profile settings, people and access, and then, you know, see all the managers. It's just not giving you that option on your device for some reason.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so that would be the only option. Definitely, you know, fingers crossed that we can just get into it right away. We're trying to see if we can recover that old email that it was under, because it does look like it's an older domain email. So we're just trying to see if we can access that. But we'll definitely be in contact. Of course, if the new one, if we have to create a new one, we'll reach out for verification on that new one. You know, that way we can merge it with the Monticello. So we'll make an exact copy of Monticello, and then we'll contact you for verification on that once it's all created. If that's the case, if we're not able to get in through the email.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, and I'm glad that we at least gave it a try. Usually this does work, but I do apologize that it didn't give that option.
I can't make options that it doesn't give me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I definitely understand.
I'm a longtime local Splash customer, and I just want to get my stuff fixed.
Yeah, I understand that. So we'll make sure to get this done as timely as we can. I'm just going to be on the other agent to see if she was able to get into that one or not.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for your time, and I'll just make sure to put notes on the account explaining all that we went over and all that we discussed and attempted.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you. Take care.